Basketball fans may disagree about just what is the most exciting part of the game, great outside shooting from beyond the three-point arc or acrobatic drives to the basket. Some prefer a fluid game of fast breaks and running layups, others the methodical half-court game of finding the open man. But it's hard to argue with what is the slowest, least exciting part of even an NBA playoff game. That would be taking foul shots or free throws. Well, last night, a playoff game turned on foul shots, as few other games in history have. The San Antonio Spurs, playing at home, lost Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals by 3 points to the Dallas Mavericks. San Antonio, the losing team, took 48 free throws and hit 31. Dallas took 50 free throws and hit an incredible 49. Well, joining us to talk about free throws now is 80-year-old Dr. Tom Ambury. And Dr. Ambury, you bill yourself the world's greatest free throw shooter. How's that?
Well, I'm the Guinness Book of Records free throw shooter, made 2,750 in a row in 12 hours without a miss. And as a sprinter, I just made 307 in a row in 60 minutes on Ripley's Believe It or Not, without a miss.
So what is it that you know that Tim Duncan, probably the best player in basketball today, who missed 4 of his last 6 free throws last night, doesn't know?
Well, he become outcome-oriented. He's thinking about making the free throws instead of thinking of doing his process. You're right, he's a great player. And instead of doing his process, he became concerned about the outcome. You know, it's a positive attitude. But a positive attitude is only the final ingredients of a process of biomechanical and the psychological aspect of shooting free throws.
So you're saying that the attitude the free throw shooter should bring to the foul line is not, I'm going to make this free throw, not, I got to get this ball through the hoop, but here's what I do when I take a free throw. Here's my routine.
That's right. If you're process-oriented, you can't be thinking about, you know, all kinds of other things. You have no extraneous thoughts in your mind. You just think about doing your process, and if you do the process, the results take care of themselves. Everybody knows how to shoot free throws. They just don't know how to make them.
You mean they have to learn how to...
Focus and concentrate.
They have to learn how to focus and concentrate.
Yes, sir. If you pay attention, you know, you bounce the ball with the inflation hole up, the middle finger in line with the inflation hole, thumb in the channel, elbow in, bend the knees, then you look at the basket like a lens on a camera, shoot and follow through. And if you talk to yourself doing those steps every time you shoot the free throw, you have to. And, of course, I say if you talk to yourself, you talk to a better class of people that way.
Yeah, but if you talk to yourself... You just don't answer, I see. So when you shot 2,750 consecutive free throws over 12 hours, what happened on number 2,751
I didn't shoot it. They kicked me out of the gym. They had a league game start. I started at 7 in the morning, and they had a league game starting at 7:30.
So you could have gone on infinitely.
I probably could have. You know, doing your process. If you do that, you can almost go to the bank with it, that it's going to go in.
Well, Dr. Ambury, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
All right.
Lessons about the importance of free throw shooting were certainly learned last night by the San Antonio Spurs, who lost to the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks shot 49 of their 50 free throw attempts and won the game by 3 points.